From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The nation's aging infrastructure is getting a three-month funding extension. Today, President Obama signed the short-term patch approved by the GOP-led Congress this week. But he says the country needs a far more lasting solution.
I guarantee you, this is not how China, Germany, other countries around the world, other big, powerful countries around the world, handle their infrastructure. And we can't have bridges collapsing and potholes not being filled because Congress can't come up with an adequate plan to fund our infrastructure budget for more than 3 or 5 or 6 months at a time.
Today was the deadline to replenish the Federal Highway Trust Fund. Extraordinary security and secrecy surrounds a 6-foot-long piece of wing that's in the process of being transferred from the French island of Réunion to France. Investigators want to determine if the wreckage was part of the Malaysia Airlines flight that has been missing for 16 months. Authorities are trying to confirm what they have long suspected, that the plane crashed into the sea, killing all 239 people on board. The U.S. and Israeli governments are strongly condemning an arson attack on a Palestinian family this morning that left a toddler dead and three of his family members critically wounded in the West Bank. From Tel Aviv, Daniel Estrin reports Israeli authorities are calling the attack an act of terrorism by Jewish extremists.
The Israeli army says two Palestinian homes were set on fire overnight in the West Bank village of Duma. The Hebrew word for revenge was spray-painted on the walls. 1.5-year-old Ali Saed Dawabsha died in the fire. Palestinian officials say they are holding the Israeli government fully responsible. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it an act of terrorism and said he ordered Israeli security forces to do everything possible to apprehend those responsible. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv.
A key reading of how Americans feel about the economy is down, but Steve Beckner of Market News International says overall, consumers are still fairly upbeat.
The University of Michigan's closely watched index of consumer sentiment is down more than expected to close out July at 93.1, but that is only modestly lower than a preliminary reading for the month, and it remains higher than in the spring. It is far above a year ago, thanks mostly to increased job gains and declines in unemployment. The survey of households actually shows improvement in assessments of current economic conditions. Expectations are somewhat gloomier from earlier in the month, but survey coordinators see no indication of a break in the prevailing positive trend. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Shanghai benchmark caps July with the worst monthly loss in nearly 7 years, falling 14.3%. On Monday, the index suffered its biggest one-day loss in years, despite government stimulus measures. The Dow is up 3 points. This is NPR News. The government of Zimbabwe is stepping up its effort to bring to justice those responsible for the death of one of the country's oldest and most popular lions, known as Cecil. Two Zimbabwean men who guided the hunt have been charged. But a Minnesota dentist who paid tens of thousands of dollars for the hunt maintains he had no idea the lion was protected by conservationists. Zimbabwe's Minister of the Environment, Water and Climate, Opa Muchinguri, says the American needs to face trial.
Almost 500,000 people are calling for his extradition, and we need that support because this is the route that we are taking as Zimbabwe. We are taking the issues very seriously.
But NPR's Afabia Quist-Darkton says many in Zimbabwe appear bewildered by the international attention the lion's death has been attracting.
Some Zimbabwean commentators say people have more pressing concerns than worrying about the killing of Cecil the lion. Others wonder why food, money and drug shortages in Zimbabwe, as well as the government hounding street vendors, have failed to spike international interests, while the death of a lion with a magnificent black mane has captured the global imagination. In Zimbabwe, one woman laments that her children have been robbed of a wonder of nature. A man says a lucrative tourist attraction has gone, while another says his priority is not a dead lion, but how to feed his family. Ofebia Kustalkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Beijing will be the first city to host both the Summer and Winter Olympics. Today it was awarded the 2022 Winter Games. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.